It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Hello, and we're kind of messed up a little bit here, but I think we're ready to go. So we're at Arcanum Volleyball and the Indians JV contest. Supposed to start at 10. They started the warm-ups at 10, so kind of goofed us up a little bit, but we're going now, and what do we have? About 11:30, it looks like, maybe. So yep. About on time. Indians JV contest. Indians won 2-0. Both pretty contested matches, sets. And so Fort Recovery won the first one 25-19, and then the second one they won 25-22. So Indians are coming in at 3-1, losing in a gigantic battle with Marion Local on Thursday night. Marion won the first set. We won the second one. They won the third one. We won the fourth one. And actually, in the second set, we kind of absolutely dominated 25-10, I believe it was, in the second set. We really had momentum going, and they came back and got us in the third set. And then the fourth set, we won to take it to the tiebreaker, the 15-point fifth set. And Marion Local got out to a very early shutout lead and never looked back. So I think that ended up being 15-9 or 7 or something like that. But we got behind, and then we just couldn't get back in it. We couldn't get any momentum going, so... they started off with the momentum, and then we played them even after that. So, also, I want to talk a little bit about football. Last night, our Indians went over to Urbana and got whooped pretty good, 43-6. But at the end of the game, fourth quarter, we had a set where we – a series where we really moved the ball well. It was our number ones against their number ones. And, you know, normally, you know, the way the rest of the game went, we weren't doing well. And I asked Coach Niekamp about that after the game. And he kind of said that they were maybe a little tentative all during the thing, and he said when they started doing what they were supposed to do instead of thinking about it real hard, they played well. And you know, I had mentioned to Johan before that series that I don't think we had any series where we had gotten two first downs in the same series. If we did, it was just once and didn't move the ball very much at all. And then that series, we had probably 5 or 6 first downs. We had one or two plays that were a yard or two, and that's how most of the game went. But the rest of the plays were 6 to 10. We had a 15 or 18 yard play, maybe a couple of those. So toward the end of the game, we actually did really well against their number one defense. So then after that, both teams put in subs and let some guys get some experience, and because we don't have a JV team, so those younger guys, I think they had 3 or 4 or 5 freshmen out there, you know, they need to get some reps somewhere along the line, and with no JV team, that's their only chance. So I look for him to do that in some games, whether we're winning or losing. I have a feeling we're going to do some of that to get those younger guys some playing time because they need that. So that was ours. Anna took on Brookville. These are other MAC teams. Anna beat Brookville 46-20. Coldwater took on a traditionally very tough Clinton Massey team and beat them 31-15. Delphi St. John's and LCC, the battle of the Vatican or the cathedral or whatever they call it up there, the two Catholic schools up in Allen County. It was a knockdown dragout, and it was 7-7 late in the game. LCC scored, got the extra point. Then with a couple minutes left, Delphi St. John's scored. And I didn't see exactly what it was. I had it on TV highlights last night. But somehow, I think it might have been a bad snap on the point after. But they did not. The point after went wide left. And so LCC beat Delphi St. John's 14-13. Marion Local went down to Cincinnati area and took on Franklin, a pretty good year-in, year-out team, and beat them 49-0, just like they do everybody else. You know, just it's incredible. Seven touchdowns, yeah. 7 points after. That's just how, you know, that's how Coach Goodwin does it. He gets up and then lets up, make sure that there's a running clock, and then just lets up and you know, because – yeah, Marion Local could put 100 points up
really
every game against virtually anybody. They make sure the game is under control, let some of their younger guys play, let the other team get some little momentum so they can feel good about the next game. But they just do that all the time.
Yeah.
And that, I believe, was their 50th or 51st. And I think the state record is 56, I believe Johan was saying last night, straight games.
In the whole state?
Yeah.
Really?
State record. And so back in the 90s, Versailles set the state record, and they had low 50s. I think it was 49, 50, 51, 52 in a row before they lost.
Yeah.
And then in about 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, Delphi St. John's broke that record, and that record is 56 wins in a row, which is probably, I know that's at least close to that. And so Marion Local has a chance to break that. In other MAC games, Minster went to Columbus Afrocentric and beat them 41-14. New Bremen went to Norton, which is up near Akron. New Bremen came away with a 10-0 victory. Parkway beat Delphus Jefferson 17-13. St. Henry beat Archbold, usually a pretty decent team, 42-14. And Versailles beat Fort Loramie 41-0. Minster beat them 48-21 last week. Fort Loramie, I think, is a pretty good team, but they're having a little trouble. Then Urbana beat us, and Arcanum beat Twin Valley South 41-18. Looks like they're getting ready for the introductions and the national anthem, so we'll take a break and we'll come back in just a couple of minutes.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday, and now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Venus Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you. Let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of year-end stock. stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU 401 Apparel to get your order started today.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Wayne IGA will be open from 10 to 2 on Memorial Day.
Ever wondered how the Farmall got its name? Here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting hay, feeding, hauling, loading, pulling, raking, cleaning barn, mixing feed, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, furrowing, cultivating, hitching, digging, emergency tow, harrowing, hoisting, leading parades, excavating, grading. Well, let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. So no matter what you're doing, Can Do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Lady Trojans. And again, JV's won 25-19, 25-22 to take the JV match in two sets. And the Indians are getting ready to go here. They announced everybody on the team, and they didn't announce the starters. So I'm going to have a little problem with the Trojans for a little bit here. But for the Indians, it looks like Bryn Willman, Cameron Mullenkamp, Kayla Heitkamp, Kenna Dews, and Kennedy Mullenkamp, and I'm missing somebody. I'm not sure who I...
Holman? Is it Holman?
Yep, so trying to get things sorted out here. And looking at the... players on the court for the Lady Trojans: Cameron Beisner, Alexis Gibbons, Grace Pazowski. Okay, it's a serve played by the Indians, and we get it over to our right side, tip it over, but tip it out of bounds. So it'll be 1-0 for the Lady Trojans, and Grace Fry we'll go back to serve again. That is Kennedy played in the back row, setting it up for Bryn. And she knocks that one out of bounds. It's 2-0. She's hitting it hard, trying to hit those corners, and just a little wide. But she's trying to place it, and that's a good thing. But we'll see how it goes here the rest of the way. She'll get out of that mode here pretty quick. 2-0 Trojans, played in the back row by, I believe, Homan. And then to Cameron Mullenkamp, saved by the Lady Trojans in the back row. And Homan got her hand on it, went backwards. couple of the Lady Indians went back to try to get it but could not do it. We're down 3-0 here early in set number one. And that one is long on the serve. So Indians finally break that serve. It's 3-1 now. And as normal, it will be Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve for our Lady Indians. It's a good serve, played in the back row, setting up for the right side, and across court, and just, oh, it was just barely in. I thought it was a point for them, but they stepped under the net. Across that line, so at a point for the Indians, 3-2, and Kayla Heitkamp will serve again. Okay, so it's a good serve, played out of the back row, and a nice hit. I didn't see which one of the, looks like maybe 14, Mackenzie Byrne, with a nice kill for the Lady Trojans, and it is 4-2 Lady Trojans, and looks like it might be number 12 Cameron Beisner serving, and Bryn Hellman with a,
I think it was out.
Yeah, it was a nice, a big hit, but was out. Coach Guggenbiller thinks it may might have tipped it, but official says no. 5-2 Lady Trojans. That is a long serve. So Indians, two of their 3 points have come on long serves by the Trojans. So they're letting us stay in this a little bit, but we need to kind of get some points ourselves.
Gosh.
And right off the bat, that was Cameron, I believe, that served that. And she serves it long, gives it right back to him, 6-3. Lady Trojans, and it'll be Alexis Gibbons going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Dews in the back row. Kennedy Monkamp puts it up to Holman, and it stays in right in front of the line judge's feet. She points down for in, and it was, and it goes to 6-4, and Kenna Dews will now be our server. 6-4 Lady Trojans. Dews with the serve, played by the libero. They're going to set it up for the right side. Big hit. We play it. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp, blocked by the Lady Trojans and down on the Fort Recovery side. So 7-4. Indians still trail by 3. They got the Lady Trojans got the first 3 points, and we've played them pretty much back and forth since then. So 7-4, Lady Trojans, and can't read the number on the young lady serving. Is that 5? Okay, yeah. So that's Maddie Noe, N-O-E. And that one is played by Dews in the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly Niekamp, and that one is down on the Lady Trojan side. So a big hit for Carly Niekamp. And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp serving for the Indians. 7-5. We're trailing. Sets it up in the middle for the Trojans. Played by Dews. Heitkamp back sets it for Carly. Good. And the libero tries to play it, but it goes backwards. And it is now 7-6. And Carly with another nice smash. Let's get it to her some more. She is on today.
She's been good off the bench the whole year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I love it. When she hits it, man, it is going.
Yeah, she smashes it.
Kennedy Monkamp with another serve here.
Jeez.
Played by the Trojans, and it came down on our side. We're in the end zone, so it's a little tough to tell sometimes the depth perception. It did come down on our side, so it's 8-6 Trojans, a lead back to 2. And that is played by Holman. Comes backwards up here in the sort of balcony in the end zone and bounces back out on the court. 9-6, back to 3 lead for the Trojans. And it'll be Heitkamp setting it up for Carly, and another kill.
This is so great. Carlos bringing the intensity today.
Our first three or four points were all errors from Arcanum. And we're finally getting some real points on our own. Yep. Homan will serve. Libero plays it. They're going to play it out of the middle. Have to roll shot it across. Heitkamp.
Good hit.
Another. That, I love when she does that. She's the setter.
Really good.
And she'll look like she's going to set it or back set it and just tips it across. And that one just barely stayed in bounds right where they couldn't get it. 9-8. Indians are down by one. Homan with the serve again. Played out of the back row going backwards. Libero gets it a little better. They get it across, and Heitkamp puts it across on the first hit. They're playing it, and they do get it across and down on our side. So that was a nice hit by the Lady Trojans. I believe one of our blockers did get a finger on it. But
I think Carly got a piece of it.
Yeah, it was a little wide for them. And, so 10-8. We still haven't been in the lead yet, but Carly with a big hit in the libero. Either had to play it or eat it.
Safe.
And so we're, well, let's see, looks like they're going to.
Oh, that's not four?
No, I didn't think that was four hits.
No, we blocked it and then three.
Yeah. He's going to call, he's going to call the judges over. The coach isn't allowed to go talk to the officials. So he or she can talk to one of our players. They're going to get all the four officials together and see. But I think everybody in the gym thinks that what you thought, Brody, that it was a tip and then the third hit and it was going over. So now he's got the two player, a player from each team that can go tell the coach what's going on. I don't understand why it's that way, but it is that way, always has been.
I like it more in basketball whenever Bobby just yells at the refs.
Yeah, or, and they come over and tell him what's going on. It's much better that way. We got a little squeal here, so I'm going to turn this laptop volume down a little bit, take the squeal out.
Yep.
And so see what they come up with. They call it a four hits, so that would be a point for the Lady Trojans, and it's 11-8. I think that's a mistake, but that's okay. If that's the biggest problem we have today, that's all right. We need to play better. Point shouldn't make any difference. So it's 11-8 Trojans. Kennedy plays it out of the back row, back set for Carly, and blocked by the Lady Trojans and back on our side. So it's 12-8. Carly, with she's had some pretty good hits, two or three of them have gone down, a couple of them have been blocked. So we're taking a timeout. Let's take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
Welcome back to Arcanum. 12-8, Indians trail. Libero serving for the Lady Trojans, and she serves it long. And that makes it 12-9. And it'll be Carly Niekamp going back to serve for the Indians. That is long. So it goes back to a four-point lead for the Lady Trojans, 13-9. It's starting to get to a point where we can't trade points with them. We were down to a one-point deficit. I don't think we ever got it tied, but they've outscored us, I think, 6-2 since then. They serve is played by the Indians. Cameron Mullenkamp with a big hit, played by the Lady Trojans. And we get it up to the front. And again, Kayla Heitkamp just tips it over when she should have been setting, and it goes down on their side, 13-10.
You don't got to hit it three times.
Yep. And she will, Kayla will come back and serve. She's had some really nice runs where she's put some points on the board, and this is when we need it. That is up, played up in the center for the Lady Trojans, and they get it across. We can't get it back. It's 14-10. We needed that one to go better than it did. Looks like that maybe Cameron Beisner might be serving for him. We play the serve, but don't play it well, but we get it across the net. It's going up to the front row. They're going for their left side. And off our blocker and down, and it is now 15-10. We're down five. This is when we need to be making the run, and they are making the run in our place. So it is Beisner going to serve again, 15-10. And serve is in the left corner, drops in there with people standing nearby. So it is now 16-10. Indians didn't play that one well at all.
Indians got to wake up.
Yes. Yeah. It is Saturday morning, but just barely. So we played it, and we get it to, was that Kennedy or Bren that tipped that over? Bren tips one over, and right in the front corner, and it is 16-11. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. And they play it out of the back row. A big hit. Cameron plays it. Heitkamp sets it for the front. Homans gets it across. They're going to set it for the center. Big hit, and it is out wide. So it's 16-12. Cameron with a service point. 16-12. She serves again. Their libero plays it. Goes backwards, but they're playing it. They're going to roll shot it across. We get it to the front. Heitkamp tipped it across, and it didn't drop in there, but they hit it. The left side hitter hits it hard and long. 16-13. We're having a comeback here. Cameron with another serve. They play it for their right side, and they hit it into the Indians' block. That was Homan and Willman that got that, so Trojans are going to call timeout after four straight points from the Indians, and we'll be taking a timeout with them. We'll be back in just a minute.
Ever imagined yourself stranded on a deserted island? Now imagine the power goes out at your home. What next? Remember, this isn't Gilligan's Island, and the professor isn't going to save you. But Reisner will. With a Generac automatic standby generator, you'll never miss a beat. Lights, heating, TV, cell phones, and computers. Everything you need will still be working. Marianne can still make you a coconut pie. Find out more about Generac generators at Reisner Energy in Coldwater. 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Lady Indians are trailing 16-14, but we have four straight points. And Cameron Mullenkamp has three straight service points, and she is serving again. 16-14, Indians trail, but let's get into the lead. Played in the back row by the libero. Kind of overplayed to the, they had to hit that from out of bounds, but she hit it clear across court, and it did stay in, so it's 17-14. They broke Cameron's service run, and it'll be number eight, Alexis Gibbons, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. They lead by three, and it's getting late. Heitkamp sets it for the middle. We tip it over. They do save it. It's back to the Indian side. Heitkamp will set it up, and a big hit by Bryn Woolman, and that's off their receiver and out of bounds, so it'll be Kennedy's back serving. 17-15. Indians trail by two. Played by the libero. They're setting it up for the right side. Indians block it. Back across. They're trying to get it across again, and they do hit it in the back corner. Man, we had everything up at the net pretty well blocked, and they got it right past us. 18-15. And it will be, they're making a sub here. Looks like number five coming in. That's Maddie Noe, N-O-E. 18-15. Trojans, they're getting close to that 20, and they serve one out of bounds. Too long. 18-16, and that's where we've got a lot of our points. I'd say five or six from long serves. Kennedy Mullenkamp now serving for the Indians, down two. And that is played up close to the net. They get it across. Dews gets it to Heitkamp. She gets it to where Carly can flip it across. And down on the Trojan side, 18-17. We need to get to 21st, Brody.
Yep.
We want to get to 20 before they do, because that's usually who's going to win the game. Kennedy Mullenkamp. Oh, just short. I thought that was going to get across and be one of those real short serves. It hit the net. 19-17.
Kennedy always hits it soft. Never seen it hit the net once.
Yep.
It's first.
And it is a serve for the Indians. Homan plays it. Heitkamp sets it for Kennedy Mullenkamp. And down on the Trojan side. And it will be Bridget Homan coming back to serve for the Indians. Down 1 point. And that gets to their back row, and she hits it pretty much straight down to the floor. It kind of handcuffed her. She was trying to pop it up in the air, and it went down. We're tied at 19, and here we go. We're going to get to 21st, Brody. We're going to get there. Homan serve. Played by the libero, playing sort of from out of bounds. They get it across. It's going to get set up for Cameron Mullenkamp. Played by the libero. They're setting it up for their left side. And off our blocker and down. So they get to 20 first, but we're at 19. We're only one behind them. So libero is going to go back and serve for the Lady Trojans. Indians have not led in this game, in this set. And played by Kennedy in the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron on the left side. They're saved by the Lady Trojans. They smack it across. We block it, and it's staying on our side. And I thought maybe they would call them in the net, but
I don't know what the rules are.
Yep. 21-19, Indians down two. We cannot let them get this point. It's big. Kennedy Mullenkamp pops it up in the air for Homan. Cameron rolls, shots it across, and it'll be their front hitters get it back to us. We get it across. They're on their third hit again. We block it, and we came down on our side, but it didn't hit the floor. We pop it again, and it's another big save by Kenneth Dews, and Kennedy Mullenkamp steps
over
Kayla Heitkamp. She was going to just play it, and Kennedy saw an opportunity to pound it, and she does, and it goes down on their side, and it is 21-20, and Carly Niekamp will be serving. See if she can get one of those hot serves across. Oh, just hit the top of the net. Oh, that was gonna fall in there. I think that was going to hit the floor. 22-20, and it will be number 10, Grace Fry, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. They lead by two. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn. It's over on the Trojan side. They're going to hit it back. We block it a little and get it back. We tipped it over. They're going to hit it back at us. Nice save in the back row. Kennedy will hit it across. They're going to play it in the center, and it hits the net on their side and goes down. So a little bit of a battle at the net, and it is 22-21, and Kayla Heitkamp is going to go get us 4 points.
Nope.
Yep, just barely out. That is clear on the far end, and I can't even really see the line.
It was close, but maybe a couple inches out.
Yeah, the judge was right there. So 23-21, we need this. We play it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn. It is played by the Trojans. They finally get it a little under control. Played in the back row, setting it up for Cameron. And she hits it big, but they dig it out. And they hit a big hit, but it hits the net and rolls out of bounds on our side. 23-22. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve.
couple.
We do need three. I'll take one or two, but we can't let them have any points. It's played by the Lady Trojans. They hit it across. We dig it out and pound it across. And that is a little battle at the net, and it drops down on our side, 24-22. And we're going to call a timeout before the set point. So let's take a little break with them. Be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Full Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at KautPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where we are in set number one. It is 24 for the Lady Trojans, 22 for the Indians. We have not led in the contest. We were tied at 19. They got the 20 first, and then they've opened up a two-point lead. And so this is set point. Serve comes across, played by Kenna. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy? Kennedy tips it across their over top of their blockers, and one of the Trojans did get their hand on it. 24-23, and Kenna Deuce will go back. We need to get 2 points. And that is long, and that is the set. Man. So
mistakes.
Yep. Yeah. So there, we probably had four or five, maybe more than that, service errors that went long, and they had six or seven or eight. So whichever team kind of sorts out their serving problems, I think, is going to win this, but it better be us. We can play better than this. Talked about that off the air. So let's take a break. We'll get back with set number two in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Amanda Seegers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Lady Indians fall in set number one, 25-23. We never led. They started off with a three-point lead right off the bat, and we battled them back and forth pretty much the same the rest of the way. Kayla Heitkamp will serve for the Lady Indians, and that is an ace serve for her. It goes over. They do get a hand on it, but it went pretty much straight down. So Kayla Heitkamp starts it off kind of the way that the Trojans started off set number one. So 1-0 Lady Indians in set number two. The libero plays it. They'll set it up for the center. We play it out of the back row. Heitkamp with a nice save there.
That was really good.
And Kennedy Mullenkamp puts one down on their side. They did get one little hand on it, but not enough to do any damage. It is now 2-0 Indians. And Kayla Heitkamp goes back for another serve. I'm predicting at least five here for her. And we do need that. We need to play better. And we have been. Nope. And she's so right off the bat. I say that.
Why would you say that?
That's my fault, isn't it, Brody? Yeah. So if we lose, I am the player of the game for our Canem. So 2-1. And we play it out of the back row. We put it up to the front row, and everybody kind of walked away from it. It's now tied at 2.
Yeah, Bridget Holman's having a rough day returning those serves. I don't know what's going on.
Kennedy digs that one out. And Bryn with a nice hit. They're going to be able to get it across. And we get it back over to them. They're setting it up for the left side. We block it. They are struggling trying to get it across. They are able to get it across. And it is, we got it to the net, bounced off the net. Heitkamp was able to play it a little, but it bounced from the net, went sideways. So now we are behind 3-2. And we play that out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy.
There you go.
And she gets it, tips it just over the blockers and down on their side. It is 3-3, and Cameron Mullenkamp will come back to serve for the Indians. That's played from their back row. They're setting it up for the center, and they put it down. Cameron was able to get her hand on it, but it never got off the floor. So it is 4-3, and looks like Cameron Beisner serving. We play it from the back row. Heitkamp sets up the middle, and the Lady Trojans are able to roll shot it across, and the Indians cannot play it again. Man. We're not on our game, Brody.
No. Coach knows that. He's getting on more.
Yes.
Most I've seen him yell at them.
5-3. Indians are down.
There we go.
Beisner serves again. We play it out of the back row. Holman will give it a pretty nice hit. Goes across. They get their hand on it, but it goes into the crowd. So Bridget Holman with a nice kill there. And it is 5-4. Indians down a point. Dews serving for the Indians. Libero gets it up to the front row.
Good block.
Comes across. We blocked it. And it went out of bounds on us. So it is 6-4 Lady Trojans. And it looks like number 8, Alexis Gibbons, going to serve for the Lady Trojans, leading by 2. Dews gets it to Heitkamp. She kind of went to the side, but we get it across. They get it back over to us. Heitkamp's going to tip it over. Yep, she was looking like she was going to set it and just turned and put it in that back corner. She is so good at that.
Yeah, she put it in the right spot.
You know, a lot of players do that, but they kind of telegraph it ahead of time. She doesn't. 6-5 Indians trail. Kennedy Mullenkamp serving. They play it out of the back row, struggling a little bit. They're going to roll shot it across. Holman sets it up. Heitkamp gets it to Carly. They're getting it back across. Dug out. Holman's going to tip it over their blockers. The libero has it. Roll shots across. Holman to Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp. They'll slam it across again. Good save by Dews. Goes across. And a big hit. We block it. It is going back and forth mostly at the net. They get it. They give a big hit from their left side down the line and just across past our blockers. And it's 7-5 in favor of the Lady Trojans. And it will be Maddie Noe coming in to serve for the Lady Trojans. They lead by 2. We play it out of the back row. A little bit of hesitation. Carly Niekamp with a big hit. It's going to be right at the net. It's going to be a big hit by Holman. And it goes down off of their player. And it's 7-6. Indians within one. And Holman, after the big hit, will come back to serve for our Lady Indians. Let's get the lead here and take control. Played by the Lady Trojans. They get it across. Heitkamp will back set it for Carly. And, oh, just long. So it will be 8-6 Lady Trojans. And Mackenzie Byrne will go back to serve. They lead by two. Set number two. And Dews plays it. Set up for Cameron. They play it. They're going to back set to the right side. Kennedy plays it. Set up for Cameron. They play it out of the back row. They're going to set up for their left side. Big hit. Played by Holman to Cameron. The libero gets it. They pound it pretty good, and we cannot. We had two girls get their hands on it, but they both kind of hit it backwards. So it is 9-6 Trojans, and Byrne will serve again for the Lady Trojans. Indians led 2-0, 3-0, maybe in this one. That's the only lead we've had all day, and we need to do a little better. That is played here, and we block it, and it's blocked right back at us, and it is now 10-6, and we're down four, and Coach Guggenbiller is going to take a timeout. I don't believe this is going to be one of those 10-second timeouts. Let's take a break with them, and we'll be back in just a
minute.
It's
time for supper, and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11. Miracle Lanes will be closed on Labor Day.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians trail 10-6. We are up 2-0. I think we were tied at 3, and they've been ahead 1, 2, sometimes 3 points. Now they're up 4. We call a timeout. We're going to try to get this under control. We're not playing well, Brody.
We're better than them. We just got to wake up.
Yeah, we're definitely better than we're playing. And the serve comes to us. Heitkamp sets up Carly.
There we go.
She just about got it down on their side. The libero roll shots it across, setting it up for Cameron, and she puts it down on their side. 10-7. That was a big hit for Cameron.
That's what we needed. She
yes.
Hasn't been killing it all day.
Yeah.
But she usually does.
Yeah. And I think maybe the coach lit a fire under him.
Yeah, hopefully.
So it'll be Carly Niekamp going back to serve for the Indians. That's a short one played by the libero. They're going to play it at the net. We block it. Oh, they're giving them the point. I missed it. Must have come down on our side. I thought it came down on their side.
It's hard to see from here.
Yep. From the end zone.
Yeah.
A little tough. So it's 11-7. Libero is serving. And we dig it out of the back row. Cameron with a big hit, but they're playing it. And another big hit out of number 8, Alexis Gibbons. And they lead 12-7, and we're down 5. So since the timeout, we scored 1, they scored 2. The libero goes back, and she'll be serving. And Kennedy gets it, setting it up for Cameron. And down on their side, right in front of the libero. That was a big hit, another big hit for Cameron. Let's just start setting her up.
Yeah, I think she's back.
Yep, 12-8. Indians trail, and it is Heitkamp serving that knuckleball serve.
It looked really good from here. It's just straight.
Yeah.
And
it went across the net. Looked like the libero was going to get to play it. The wasn't the libero, but she was going to get to play it. Dropped right at her feet, 12-9. She goes toward the libero. They play it out of the front. We bump it up. Cameron with a nice hit. They play it. Libero's setting it up, and Dews digs it, and Heitkamp roll shots it across. They're going to set it up for the center with a big hit. Nice dig, and they smash it back, though. We play it. And a nice dig by the libero for the Trojans, and it hits the top of the net, just rolls across on our side. We did get a hand on it, but it just rolled across on our side.
It was a really good volley, though.
Yes, it was. And it looks like their coach was looking, I don't know, somebody, they threw the ball over to us. I thought maybe their coach was kind of questioning the official about something. But anyway, 13-9, we're behind. We are playing better. Setting it up for Kennedy. That looked like it was going to drop. They do play it.
Net, yep.
I think they got into or under the net.
I think under.
And their coach is questioning again.
Are you kidding me? They've been under the net multiple times this game. Haven't called it.
Yeah.
It's a makeup call.
So she's saying that, I think the up official called it, and she's saying it should be the down official.
Yeah.
But 13-10, Indians trailing, and the Trojans play it. We get it back across to us. Homan hits one into the corner and just a little bit long. 14-10. We're down four. And Cameron Beisner will go back to serve. Man, we just need to put some together, and we just haven't been. We play it. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. They block it. Bryn puts it across. They're going to play it from the left side. A big hit right at Kenna Dews off her hands and into the crowd. 15-10. Indians down 10, or down 5. 15-10, and we're going the wrong way, Brody. We got to get a little better here. We play it out of the back row, and Bryn with a smash into their blockers and down on their side. So Bryn with a nice hit, and it'll be Kenna Dews. She's going to need to get some points here for our Indians. We haven't had maybe 2 or 3 point run is all we've had. It's played by the Lady Trojans. Get it across. We get it to Heitkamp, and she sets it up for Bryn. They're setting it up for their left side and down on the Indian side in the corner. 16-11, back to a 5-point lead. We just can't get that going. Alexis Gibbons. Now, this is a very good Arcanum team that we're playing, and they're playing really well. We are not playing well. So it's played by Heitkamp out of the back row. Carly Niekamp will roll shot it across. They'll set it up for the center. Big hit. We dig it, and Kenna will have to roll shot it across. They're going to set it up for the left side. Big hit, and that is... She said that it was out, but they said we touched it. I didn't see that, but I believe it. So 17-11, we're down 6. Coach Guggenbiller calls another timeout. Let's take a timeout with them. We'll just run one quick message from one of our sponsors and let everybody know who's supporting our Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your batteries and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We are trailing 17-11. We were down 10-6, called a timeout, and they promptly scored another one or two, and we've been fighting ever since. You know, we were hanging in there at 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then they kind of walked away from us there. We need to do much, much better. We've played okay, but that is not good enough against a team like this. We get the serve. Kind of hits it out of the back row, sets it up for Carly. She has a big hit, but they're playing it. And it's going to be a nice big hit by number 14, Mackenzie Byrne.
That's
from that left side.
It's about like the fourth straight time she's done that.
Yeah, and our blockers are not over there to get that. It is 18-11. We are down 7 in set number 2. We lost the first set 25-23, and we're never ahead. We're back setting for Kennedy, and we get it across. They do hit it, but go straight out of bounds, and it is 18-12. Yeah. And Kennedy, we need some service points here.
Hopefully, she heard you.
It's mental telepathy. So if we can get it, if we can get 3 here and get momentum shifted, we could be okay. We just need to get going. Played by the Lady Trojans, but not very well. That was a tough serve that Kennedy sent to him, and we're going to give her an ace on that one. And it is 18-13. We're within 5. Kennedy with another nice serve. They play this one. We're going to back set for the right side, and they go cross court, and that was number 7, Grace Pazowski, that hit that one big time. So that breaks our service. We only got 1 point out of that set of serves. 19-13, Indians down 6. And it's going to be Maddie Noe going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. That is played from the back. Heitkamp sets it up for Kennedy. That goes just about hit the campfire. They did get their hand on it right in the middle of everybody. And that will be a point for the Indians, 19-14. Again, down 5, but it's getting late. They are 1 point away from that magic 20. Bridget Homan back to serve for the Indians. They play it out of the back row. They're struggling. They're going to have to roll shot it across. Kennedy sets it up to the front for Heitkamp, who gets it to Carly, who pounds it in onto their side. I thought it might have came down on our side. We're in the end zone, so it's a little tough to tell. But 19-15, we're within 4, and we're rolling the right way. And that is a roll shot across for Indians. They're going to set it up for the center for the Lady Trojans. And I think that was maybe Cameron Garbig, not Caroline Long with a big hit there. So it's 20. They got to 20 first, and we are at 15. Last set we were at 19. And we misplay the serve. That hurts. That hurts. It's 21-15. We're down 6, and it is getting late. And Mackenzie Byrne with another serve. And misplayed again by the Lady Indians. 22-15.
Coach is not happy, and he's taking the seat.
Yep. Yeah, he's...
he's done everything he could.
Yep. And that was a gift from him. Long serve, 22-16. That's where we scored most of our points. Maybe not most of them, but a lot of our points in this set and the first set. So it's 22-16. Carly Niekamp will go back, and we need a bunch of points. That's played by the libero up close to the 10-point line, or 10-foot line. And then back and forth at the net, and they get it back over to us. There was a lot of hitting at the net that just went back and forth. Came down on our side eventually after about the third time. So it's 23-16. Libero serving for the Lady Trojans, and she hits it into the net. So 23-17.
Well,
and if we want anybody back there serving, it's Kayla Heitkamp. And that's played by the Lady Trojans. Left side and into our blockers and down on our side. It is going to be set point for the Lady Trojans. And it will be Grace Fry going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. We have to get 7 points before they get 1 just to get it tied at 24. Kennedy Monkamp plays it, set it up for Cameron. Libero plays it. They're setting it up for the left side. And a big hit down the line. We do get a hand on it. It goes straight into the crowd. It's 25-17. the Lady Trojans win set number two. Brody, we're in trouble.
Yeah, it's a lot of... I mean, we need to get excited, but just nothing going our way.
Yeah, we get a little bit going. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from the Lady Trojans because they're playing really well.
Yeah.
So let's take a break and let people know who's supporting our team and be back in just a couple minutes with set number three.
K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. As a coach myself, certain small things completed the right way are the ripple in the pond that many times leads to a tidal wave of success in your operation. Trust me, there's a big difference between a pass or a toss at your feet as opposed to one that hits you right in the numbers. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Arcanum. We're going to set number three. Indians lose both of the first two sets, 25-23 and 25-17. You know, we started off the second set with our only lead of the day at 2-0. And then I think they got ahead of us. We went back and forth anyway from 2, 3, 5, 6. We were all kind of back and forth, and they got up 10-6. We took a timeout, and they scored a couple more. And so we start set number three, Indians receiving, and we set it up for Bryn. They're playing it. They'll play it to the right side. We block it, but down on our side. We are not doing well blocking that. They are getting a lot of points off of that big hit from their left side. So it is 1-0, Indians trail to start set number three.
Yeah, they're killing that ball.
Yes. Kennedy Mohnkamp to Heitkamp sets it up for Cameron. And to the libero who hits it straight to the floor. So we're tied at one. And Kayla Heitkamp coming back to serve.
Cameron gets so high up on her.
Yes, that was a good one. That was a good one. That's played from the back row. They're setting it up for the center. Big hit off our blockers and down on our side. So kind of back to what we've seen in the first two sets. 2-1, Lady Trojans. Serve again. Kennedy plays it out of the back row and we get it across. Libero is going to get it over there, roll shot it, and the roll shot falls in. Roll shot is usually, well, we give up, we're going to get it back across the net and see if we can regroup. And they roll shot it, and it came down on our side with a what I'd call a semi-good effort. But so it'll be setting it up for Kennedy Mullenkamp, and she puts it down in the back corner. And it's 3-2, so we're fighting with them here.
Yeah, you got to build off that.
Yes.
And we haven't been the whole night.
Right. We've had some really, you know, big hits like that that were strong, and then we turn around and let them get the score back. So it's 3-2. Cameron serves it. Their big hit in the middle. We play it, and it's going to be
good.
It was Kennedy tips it over their blockers and down on their side, And Cameron has a service point, and Kennedy has a kill. Cameron again tied at three. Libero plays it. They are struggling a little bit. They bump it across. Heitkamp will set it up for Bryn. They do play it. She tips it again. Bryn does. They're setting it up for the center. A little bit of, we're going to be able to play it. There we go. And going to be on the right side, and it is a big hit by number 14, Mackenzie Byrne, but it goes long out of bounds, and we lead 4-3. Crank it up. Cameron can't crank it up. That's tough serve, but they play it. Going to set it up for the right side.
Out.
And it is long, no tip. I'm watching the officials to make sure we didn't tip it. And we lead 5-3.
Look like Caleb and I got a hand on it. But.
Yeah, it was fairly close, but I didn't think we did, but you don't know. So they play the serve, and they get it. Yeah, they did bump it across. I couldn't tell if it came across and comes down on our side. So it's 5-4. Indians still lead. And I believe that is Alexis Gibbons serving for the Trojans. She hits the top of the net and just falls across. We did get a hand on it, but, man, those are so tough to play.
That's the type of day it's been.
And it fell straight down. A lot of times they'll come a little bit away from the net. But we were able to hit it, but hit it right to the net. 5-5, and Gibbons will serve again. Deuce plays it. Cameron hustles over to get it. Deuce hit it, but she hit it away from our players, and Cameron came to try to get it. She did get her hand on it and got it toward the front, but it wasn't high enough for anybody to do it. So Indians trail 6-5 now. Gibbons plays it again. Deuce sets it up. We get it to Homan off of their blockers and down. We're tied at 6, and it'll be Kenna Dews going back to serve.
That looked a little bit more like how we normally play.
Yes. Much better. Yeah. So it'll be Kenna going to serve. Played out of their back row. Setting it up for the center. And we play it. Heitkamp and Deuce both walked toward it and both backed off. It was up in the air, plenty of time to get under it. A miscommunication, and we're down a point again, 7-6. And it looks like maybe Maddie Noe going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. 7-6 deficit for the Indians, and it is. It was right at his feet. It almost hit him on the foot, and he calls
that, it. They called it out.
Okay.
That's the right call.
Okay. I think what it did, it handcuffed him, and he couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I think he had to kind of jump a little bit, so they're going to. That is a point for the Indians. So it's 7-7. The other officials saw it plainly, so I think he was so close to him, he couldn't see it. They play it out of the back row on the serve, and they're going to have to roll shot it across. We get it set up on the left side for Homan, and it is long and no tip. So it'll be an 8-7 lead for the Lady Trojans, and Mackenzie Byrne will go back to serve. Deuce plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp back sets for Carly.
That's a good one.
And cross through their blockers and down on their side. 8-8. It's time for a big run here. Bridget Homan will step back to serve for the Lady Indians. And they're playing it out of the back row. A little confusion, but they play it. And we're getting it up to the front row. Set up for Kennedy. Big hit, but they play it. Going to be a big hit. And they get through our blocker, which was Kennedy, and down in front of Homan. She was able to get a finger on it, but not able to really play it. So it'll be the libero serving. We get it, play it, and off of their blocker, big hit. Was that Carly again? Yep. So Carly with her second kill of this set, 9-9.
I think Carly might be the only one out there that wants to play.
Yeah.
She is yelling, screaming.
Yeah. Cameron had a pretty good flurry there for a little bit in the second set, but then I don't know if we're not getting it to her, or they're knowing where it's coming and they're blocking it. But 9-9, and Carly Niekamp is due for some service points. That is played out of the back row. They'll set it up for the middle. Big hit. Blocked. And we set it up for Cameron. And she puts it down in the back corner. And Indians take the lead back to 10-9. We need to pull away a little bit, but at least we're back and forth with them, but we're going from tied to one up, tied to two up. So right now we're doing okay, but that can't happen. Ooh, net serve. It does get back to their players. They're able to play it, and they're going to back to us. We set it up for Cameron. She hits it hard, but they're able to play it. They're going to roll shot it across. Kennedy sets it up to Heitkamp to set it up for Cameron again. Boom, boom, boom. That was a big, big hit. Nice shot for Cameron. And a beautiful, as always, beautiful set by Kayla Heitkamp. Her serving is great. Her setting is great. And then she's about due for one of those when she looks like she's going to set it, that's going to pop it across. We'll see. Carly Niekamp serving again. Indians lead by two. In the middle, they pop it over our blockers. We get it up to the net, and Heitkamp, hit it into their blockers and down on our side. So 10 for the Lady Trojans, 11 for the Indians. And it's going to be, I can't see the number, so we play it out of the back row. And Cameron with a hit. They're struggling. They're after it. Right, and their third hit went straight to the up official. So the Indians get the point, get the serve back, and it'll be Kayla Heitkamp again. 12-10. Indians leading. Heitkamp serving. Get that knuckleball going. Ooh, hits the net. Just barely gets across, but they play it. And then they set up a big hit, and it comes across court and comes down right inside, right in the corner in play. So 12-11. So Heitkamp wasn't able to get any points on her serve. And it'll be the Lady Trojans serving to us. Homan plays it out of the back row, and then it didn't get up very high, and Dews and Kennedy Mullenkamp went back to try to get to it. And they hit it out of bounds, 12-12. And it is Beisner serving again. And I think that's our first gift, this one. They hit that one. It wasn't real long, but it was long. It would have been hard to let that one go. Cameron Mullenkamp will serve now. Indians leading by one. Played out of the back row, setting it up for the right side. We play it. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets it up for Holman. And, oh, they called it out. I thought it might be in, but, again, we're a little farther away than the officials. It was really, really close. 13-13 now. And looks like Alexis Gibbons going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. And that is just out of bounds. We've had two of them that we let go that went out of bounds. Man, that was an inch out of bounds.
That was pretty close.
I don't know how you let that one go. But we're in the lead. Deuce serving. And they play it out of the front row. That was a short serve. And they get it across to us. Back row. And Carly Niekamp tips it over. They're going to get it to the center. Big hit. But that is out by 3 feet. Our guys, our girls all knew that was going out. So it's 15-13. And Kenna Deuce with a service point. Indians leading by two. Played out of the back row by the libero. Big hit, but through our blockers. We did not touch it, and it goes long out of bounds, and it is 16-13. Kenna Deuce with a couple of points in a row, and the Lady Trojans are going to call a timeout after we score, I believe, four straight points on them. So we'll be back with the rest of set number three after this.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Lady Indians are leading 16-13. I think this is our biggest lead of the whole day.
I think it is.
We didn't lead at all in the first set. This is set number three. We're down two sets to none. They play the serve. They get it back to us. Kennedy Mullenkamp will set it up for Homan on the left side. And it's coming back to their front row. They're going to tip it across. And they tipped it right into Kennedy Mullenkamp's hands. And she pops it down on their side. And a nice kill for Kennedy. And it is 17-13. And Kenna Deuce getting us where we need to go. And played out of the back row. Little knuckleball. But they are able to play it. Wow, they finally blew the whistle. I think that was five or six hits.
No, it was three.
Did they? Okay.
No.
So we must have popped it, must have hit the net somewhere, or hit it up at the top of the net one time. So, but now, that is an Indian point, 18-13. And we might have a good chance to get to 21st. And a nice save by...
Oh, my goodness.
Homan with a great save. They tip it back over, and Carly just jumped up and flopped it down on their side. Man, that was beautiful.
Yes.
Let's keep on rolling, girls. Wait, it is 19-13. We've scored six straight on them for sure. And that one is just long on the serve. But she did what Kenna Dews did what she needed to do. She got us four straight service points. We scored, I believe, 6 points on them pretty quickly. It was 13-13. And we got out in front of them and... right now, we're kind of in control. The momentum's on our side. Serve to the Indians. Homan to Heitkamp. Carly smashes one, but they block it back to us. They're going to set one up in the middle.
Out.
And it is wide outside. They hit it clear across court from the center court to our right side of ours. But they were out by about a foot. And we get to 21st. So it is 20-14. And Kennedy Mullenkamp back to serve for the Lady Indians. And that one is a short serve. Nice serve. They do play it. They're going to do a big hit. Kennedy with a save there. Carly will pop it across. Oh. She just tipped it across their blockers and went to that back corner. And down on their side, 21-14. And the Arcanum's going to call another timeout, and we'll just take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute. Looking good for the Indians.
At Avenue Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Indians lead 21-14. We've finally come up with that set of points, that flurry that we needed, and we've outscored them pretty good here. Kennedy Mullenkamp going back for another serve here. Another short serve. They play it. Going to play it from the right side. They bump it across. Kennedy with a dig. And then, is that Carly again?
Yeah.
Another
big
hit. That I have her for five kills in this set.
She's had the most kills in all sets.
Yeah. She's been hitting it. And it is 22-14. Indians in control here. Don't let up. And they're going to play it from the center, tip it across, and we do get it over to them. They had a big hit. We blocked it. I think that was Carly and Heitkamp, I believe, that blocked that, and it's 23-14. Kennedy Mullenkamp looking for another service point here. Might as well get us out of this. Another short serve. They pop it toward the front, but it comes to our side. We put it on their side, and back and forth at the net. They tried to tip it over our blockers, which they do, but it hit it wide, out of bounds. And this is set point, 24-14. Kennedy Mullenkamp goes back to serve again. And that is another beautiful short serve. And that, we dug that one out pretty well. Carly with a roll shot across. They'll have to play it from out of bounds, and it goes on the outside of the candy cane, the out-of-bounds marker on the net, and the Indians come away with a 25-14 victory. We walked away with that one.
Yeah, towards the end, man. Really, Carly Niekamp.
That was that was completely us. We were back and forth. Yep. I was worried that we were right at a turning point of just giving up, and we turned it on a little bit, like you said, Carly. Carly after Carly after Carly.
Yeah,
just said, well, we're going to win this, and so she did. So she had some help, for sure, but she had some big hits. So it is now 2-1, and Indians down a set. But
where did Arcano go?
They went out to the locker room. I think they're going to take a little break for a little bit. I think they just want to get away where the coach can yell at them. Okay. That's my guess. So let's take a break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians take set number 3, walking away from them from about halfway through. We were tied at 13, and we ended up winning that 25-14. And Carly Niekamp just started pounding the ball.
Yep.
Everybody else played really well. We needed to do that. That was big, because after losing on Thursday night at Marion Local in a tough match,
great game,
we weren't playing very well here. We lost the first set 25-23, the next one 25-17, but came back and did well here. Heitkamp serves for the Indians, played by the libero, a big hit, and we save it. We dig it in the back row. Cameron will roll shot it over. They're setting it up for their left side and off our blocker and down. So the home team takes a 1-0 lead, and it will be Grace Fry that will go back and serve for the Lady Trojans. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp bumps it up for Kennedy. She puts it across. They're going to play it from the left side again. Big hit. We play it. Heitkamp sets Bryn up. They are able to dig it out. And Dews bumps it up to the front row. and Heitkamp sets up Cameron. She hits it hard. They're bringing it back across. We are setting it up again for Bryn this time. And off of their blocker and down. So tied at one apiece. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back and serve for our Lady Indians. That one's a short serve. If they are able to play it. Out. And a big hit from the left side that goes about 2 feet long. So Indians 2-1 here early in the set number four. And Cameron will go back to serve again. And it'll be set up for the center. Big hit. Heitkamp plays it. Deuce to Kennedy. Tips it over their blockers and down. So Kennedy with a nice shot, and we lead 3-1.
Right to the campfire there.
Yep. Yep. Just put it right where everybody was standing in the middle looking at it. So they play the serve out of the back row. They're going to go from the right side. We bump it back up to the front, setting it up for Homan. And they are struggling, but they're going to get it across. We're going to roll shot it across. They bump it up. They're going to set it up for the middle. Big hit. And we block it back down on their side, and it is 4-1. And Cameron Mullenkamp with, I believe that's her third service point here in this game.
Like fourth, or in the game.
Yep. And they play it out of the back row. And big hit, but we block it. I'm sure
make
that went
call.
Down. Oh, they're calling it out of bounds on us. I was sure that it went down. No, none of the officials would call it.
No.
They all were looking at each other, and I think their coach called it for them. 4-2. We played it poorly out of the back row again, between two of our back row, and they both sort of hit it. 4-3, Indians still leading. That'll be played out of the back row, set up for Kennedy. They play it out of the back row, and they're going to roll shot it across.
I guess so.
Heitkamp will set it up for Homan. She tips it across. Libero gets it where they can bump shot it across, and we set it up for Kennedy. She tips it over. Bryn, I believe.
Bryn, yeah.
That was Bryn. The blonde girls with the ponytails throw me a little bit. So
that's
Bryn tips it over. And over their blockers and down on their side. Indians lead 5-3, and Kenna Dews is serving. Great serve. Kind of knuckleballed. She thought she was going to be able to play it well off her chest, and it dived a little bit, and it went right straight down into the floor.
Yep.
So Kenna Dews with a service point, and they play it out of the back row. They're going to have to play it from out of bounds. Center,
out.
Big hit, but it goes about 2 or 3 feet out. So Kenna Dews is doing, if I remember correctly, when we were tied at 13, she came in and got three
run.
Or four service points that helped us pull away a little bit and get the momentum on our side. So she's doing that again. They play it. Going to big hit from the left side to the right corner. And it's just inbounds. It was really close, but I believe it was about 2 inches inbounds there.
I think that was number 14. She hasn't killed it like that since the second set.
So. Yeah, Mackenzie Byrne.
Yep.
So it is 7-4. Indians still leading. Taking the serve. And Kennedy Mullenkamp digs it from off of the floor, and it goes across the net and just falls on their side. That was, wow.
Yeah.
So Kennedy Mullenkamp is going to serve now. 8-4, Indians lead. And again, that short serve has them kind of hustle and try to get it. But they scrambled just enough to get it across, and they get it down on our side. It's 8-5, and they're going to do a little subbing to get the server in that they want, which would be Maddie Noe. Indians lead 8-5. We need to play these cleanly. Serve is played from the back row. Ball goes at the net and comes out on their side, and they're bringing it back across. They're back setting it for Carly. They play it. They're going to bump it out of the back row. Going to have to bump shot it across. And we're going to, Heitkamp's going to set it up for Homan, played by the libero. Big hit by their, come on, oh man, big hit by their left side hitter, Byrne. We did get our hand on it. Kennedy Monkamp got her hand on it, but she went down and it got bumped back to her, and nobody could play it. 8-6, Indians leading. Heitkamp back sets it for Kennedy, and it goes down right in the campfire, right where everybody was standing and looking at it. And it is 9-6. Nice shot by Kennedy. And it will be Bridget Homan. She serves it to the right side and goes just a little bit wide. So it's 9-8. We need to get a service run going again here.
Yep.
We had two pretty good servers back there that didn't get that done. So we need to get there. It is Mackenzie Byrne back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Kennedy Mullenkamp plays it out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron.
Oh,
she hit that so hard. I'm not sure it didn't break a board in the floor.
That went straight down.
Cameron Mullenkamp with a crunch. So that'll bring Carly Niekamp to the service line.
That's nice.
That is off their back row and goes backwards into the wall. Carly with an ace. And that's going to be a timeout for the Lady Trojans. Indians look like we're taking a little bit of control here finally. We'll take a break and be back with set number four right after this.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year. Wayne IGA will be open from 10 to 2 on Memorial Day.
Welcome back to Arcanum. How's the popcorn, Brody?
Pretty good. That's why we're late.
I wanted to ask you that while you still, so they could hear you chewing. It's not as good as Fort Recovery popcorn.
No, that's hard to beat.
Yeah, it is. So Carly Niekamp is going back to serve again. She has a service point here and an ace. And that one is, just thought it was going to catch that back corner just a little bit wide right at the official's feet. And it is 11-8, and the libero will go back to serve for the Trojans. Heitkamp sets one up for Cameron. She's going to bump it across, and they save it out of the corner. And we set it up again for Cameron, and goes to their libero and to the back wall. 12-8, and Cameron with another cruncheroo.
Yep.
I don't know how you describe that.
Yeah.
Kayla Heitkamp back to serve, and she needs to get us some. She hasn't had a good service run today. That was played by the libero, left side, and that is just inbounds. So it's 12-9. That was long, but it just stayed about an inch or two inbounds. So looks like it's going to be Grace Fry going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. 12-9 Indians. We need to get control again here. Kennedy to Heitkamp to, to Cameron to Bryn.
Yep.
And
I think
they called it four hits because it went to the net and they swung at it, but I don't think it got across. 12-10, Indians down by or up by two. And we get it to the front. We roll shot it, and Bryn can't get it across. Now we're giving them points. 12-11.
Got a little too comfortable.
Fry is going to go back to serve again. Indians had a four-point lead. Kennedy didn't play that well. She played it, tried to play it off her chest, and it kind of nosedived on her and went down to the floor. So 12-12. And Fry will serve again. Kennedy bumps this one up, and it'll go to Cameron. They're playing it. They're going to set it up for the center. We block it. It's on our side. We see that was Bryn that tipped it over and down. They were at the center. She tipped it to their right side near the out of bounds, right in the corner. And at front corner, and Indians lead 13-12. And it is Cameron with the serve. They play it out of the back row. We get it here, back set to Kennedy, and off their blockers and out of bounds, and it's 14-12. Indians taking control back again. So Cameron needs to get another several-point run. She got three before, I believe. And if we can get a few more, we can get control of this again. Cameron with that tough serve. They play it. It's going to come to their left side. We block it. Flip it back across. They're going to have to play it. They do get it across. And it is, they're struggling. They can't get there.
That's four.
Yeah. They got it across on the fifth. But it might have even gone under the net on the fifth. So anyway, another service point for Cameron. That's her fifth service point for this set. They play it out of the back row. Played, saved by Cameron. Dug out, and Holman with a big hit, but they play, the libero plays it. Another nice hit, but we're able to play it. Heitkamp back set for Kennedy, and she puts it down into their blocker and down on their side. So back to a four-point lead for the Indians, and another service point for Cameron. That was one of those very short serves. They do play it. They were scrambling, but they got it going. We get it across. They're going to hammer it down. Comes through our blockers and down. So that does break the service run for Cameron, which was three again. And we lead by three, 16-13. And it's going to be Mackenzie Byrne going to be serving for the Lady Trojans. See if we can break the serve. That one was very long. We wisely walked away from that one. And it's 17-13, Indians leading, and it will be Kenna Dews going back to serve for the Lady Indians.
Another service run.
Yep. She's had a couple of them. She had a big one in the set number three. Here we go. We're playing at the net. Heitkamp sets it up for Holman. They are able to play it. Big hit, and they get it past our blockers and down in the back corner. So it is 17-14, and I believe that is Alexis Gibbons back to serve for the Lady Trojans. A little hard to read the numbers from this far away.
Well, I can see it just fine.
Is that eight?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was Hootla. So we play it out of the back row, get it to their back row, and they're going to try to have to... Well, they pounded it across. Thought they were going to have to roll shot. We play it out of the back row, and they're coming up to the net, and they roll shot it across and put it wide. So it's 18-14. Indians back to a four-point lead. We're getting close to that 20. And Kennedy Mohnkamp will go back to serve. She usually has that short. Yep, a short serve. They're able to play it. Big hit, and off our blockers and down. So 18-15, and the Lady Trojans will get the serve back, and it will be the libero, Cameron Corbin, I believe. Nope, she's passing it off. Is that number five, I believe, yep. Maddie Noe. And that one is long. That was a tough one to let go, too, yeah. But they did and made the right decision. So it's 19-15. Bridget Holman can get us to that magic 20.
Just one or two right here.
The serve is up. They get it to the net, and we bump it back and forth with them. They get it to our back, and then Carly Niekamp with another crunch. She smacked that one down on their side, and just, man, she just pounded that one down. 20-15, Indians. Kayla Heitkamp.
Nope, Bridget.
Oh, excuse me, that was a bridge. Yeah, sorry.
Runs in net.
But goes into the net. So it'll be Mackenzie Byrne serving for the Lady Trojans. But we get to 21st. It's 20-16. Dues to Heitkamp to Kennedy Mullenkamp with a, or excuse me, Cameron Mullenkamp off of their blockers. Another big hit for Cameron. She and Carly are doing some pretty good smacking there.
And everybody's standing that a little bit too.
Yes, yeah. Carly serves. A tough serve, but they get it played up near the net. And they hit it into our blockers. We get it back to them. They're able to dig it out and play. And they do same thing again. They get it back across on us. A pretty good hustling. And then Cameron came along and said, I'm tired of this. I'll just put it down on the floor on your side.
Jesus. I don't know how you can defend that.
I'd need a mask.
Yeah.
That's going to be 22-16 and another Arcanum timeout. We'll take a timeout with them back in just a minute or two.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Welcome back to Arcanum. Lady Indians lead set number four, 22-16. We are down 2-1. We are poised to win set number two and tie it up and send it to a fifth set. We lost the first set 25-23, second set 25-17, then kind of dominated the back half of the set number three. So Carly Niekamp back to serve again, and they are able to play it out of the back row, and we block their hit. Block it again. Is that Bryn that put that down
twice.
There? Yeah, she blocked one, and they were able to play it. Blocked the second one. They couldn't play that one.
No, that's hard to play.
23-16, and Carly Niekamp again on the serve, and they aren't able to play that. They were scrambling and just never could get it over the net. We go to set point, which will send us to set number five, 24-16 right now. And they get it to the libero, does handle it. Heitkamp is going to set it up for Cameron.
Oh, my God.
Through the blockers off the back row. Oof. That is set number four. The Trojans win 1 and 2. Indians win 3 and 4. We have the momentum, and we're going to set number five. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Need gas? Stop into Fort Sight Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fort Sight Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fort Sight Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fort Sight Streets.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaut Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from our wide selection of durable medical equipment. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery at 1201 Commerce Street. Call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at CoutPharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to our Arcanum, and we are going to set number 5, going to 15 in this short one. And the Lady Trojans, Fort Recovery wasn't doing real, they weren't too energetic the first two sets. 25-23 we lost. And they also, Arcanum also won the second one, 25-17. Indians won that one, the third one, 25-14. And we won set number 4, 25-16. So right now, momentum is all on the Indian side. They serve to us. Heitkamp sets up Cameron. They are able to block that big hit, and they get a nice hit from their right side into our blockers and out of bounds on our side. So the Lady Trojans start off set number 5 with a 1-0 lead. Fry back to serve for the Lady Trojans. We play it out of the back row. Heitkamp will set it up for Cameron. They play that. They're going to bump it across. Heitkamp, she was going to set it, and he popped it across. They were able to play it. She didn't fool him. But it comes back to her, and she puts it right down on the floor. Yep. So Heitkamp, kind of the star of that rally there. So it'll be her getting the reward of going back to serve.
Need a couple here.
Yes. She hasn't had a run today. But we've had a couple of girls that did. So they play it. We're going to have to play it from out of bounds. Going to be no problem. Heitkamp bumps it across. They're going to set up their middle, and it's off our blockers and down on our side. So we're down 2-1, and it will be number 12, Cameron Beisner, going back to serve for the Lady Trojans. Beisner's serve coming. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp sets it up for Bryn, but she can't get it tipped across, and Indians are down 3-1. We can't, it's with only 15 points to win, we can't keep losing points. This one is played out of the back row. Heitkamp will back set it for Cameron, and they'll play it, and they're going to go to their right side and hit it into the net. So it is 3-2, and Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve. Cameron had 6 service points and 5 kills in that last set. And she hits one to the back, and they let it go, and it stays in bounds. We're tied at 3. That we needed that big time.
You serve.
Yep. And that was one of those serves that looked like it was going to go farther than it did. So Cameron is going to do it again. That one's a short serve. They're going to set it up for their center. Big hit and down on our side. And they take a 4-3 lead, a 1-point lead. And
she's good, number 8.
I think that is Maddie Noe back there.
All right, I think it's 8.
8, okay. Yeah. So that would be Alexis Gibbons. And it'll be Heitkamp setting it up for Kennedy, and she doesn't get it across the net, and we're down 5-3. Right now, momentum is on the side of the Arcanum Trojans, and we need to break that.
We just got to stay calm now. We're only down 2. It's not be that bad.
Yeah, and it is not late. We play it from the back. Heitkamp will set it up for Bryn. Are not able to get it across the net, and it is 5-4. And Kennedews will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. She's had some good service runs in the past. And they get up near the net. They pop it across.
Good
Kennedy
save. Saves
it. They
good save.
Ooh, we had a big dig there. And then they popped it back down on our side. We were not able to get to it. So a 2-point lead again for the Arcanum Trojans. We need to switch this momentum fast.
That was great effort, though. No,
yes, it was. There's a couple of really good digs and saves on that rally there. 6-4, Trojans serving to the Indians. And miscommunication in the back row. And we are going to call a timeout. 7-4. We're down 3. Let's just stay here, and I'll kind of go over what's coming up. Next week, volleyball is going to be hosting Jay County. That's a 6 p.m. start on Tuesday. That's the Jay County. That's the Indiana start time. So we will be complying with that. 6 p.m. For the JV start. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, of course. And that'll be their audio will be with the NFHS video. And that is student appreciation night. So all kinds of fun and games going on. Then Thursday, volleyball hosts Parkway. Also a WPGW simulcast with their audio on the NFHS video. Friday, football hosts Coldwater. That's going to be Little Indians Cheer Night. That'll be our Fort Recovery Radio broadcast on the NFHS video. And the pregame show will be 6:40. Next Saturday, we'll be going down to Tri-Village for volleyball. That'll be a 10 a.m. start. We do play it out of the back row, setting it up at the net. We play it, and there it went back and forth at the net. They're coming to there. They're going to have to bump it across.
The guy uses this.
Dews sets it up for Heitkamp. And Carly hits one hard, but into their blockers and down on our side. We needed that point badly, and they took that point from us. 8-4. We're down 4. They're feeling it, and we got to get into it. Dews plays it. Heitkamp back sets for Kennedy, and it comes. They play it up to the net, but cannot play it and get it across the net. So it is 8-5, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will come back to serve for the Lady Indians. That is the short serve. They are able to handle it. They bump it across. Homan, Heitkamp, Carly, and she tips it just into the corner.
That was left-handed, too.
Yeah. She.
Wow.
I didn't notice that. She popped that with her left hand, and from the center to the just front left corner, 8-6. Indians have the momentum going here. Kennedy Mullenkamp.
Oh, no.
She stepped on the line on the serve. Ugh.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Nope. And that we went years without that happening. And Kenna Deuce did it a couple of times earlier. And then Kennedy, I think that might be her second time. Serve comes to us. Homan has it. They get it to there. They're going to have to bump it across. Deuce, Heitkamp back set to Carly. Goes into their blockers. They're able to save it, get it back across to us. Deuce to Heitkamp. And she bumps it across. Their libero gets it to their left hitter, but it gets it a little too far and into the candy cane, into the net, and it is 9-7. And Bridget Homan will come back to serve for the Indians, down by 2. They play it from the back row. They're going to back set for the right side. Kennedy plays it to Heitkamp, to Carly. Down.
Campfire.
Yep. Got it in the campfire right there. We're right in the middle of everybody. 9-8. And Bridget Homan with the service point. And the Arcanum Trojans are going to call a timeout after losing their 4-point lead. It's down to 1. We'll be back in just a minute.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back here at Arcanum. Indians Lee, trail 9-8, but we have the momentum going. We've scored 3 straight points on them, and Bridget Homan is coming back to serve. Their 4-point lead is now 1, and we have momentum rolling on our side. Homan with the serve, played by the libero at the center, and a big hit from their center off of our blockers and down. So it's 10-8, and they'll get the serve back.
Not much you can do about that.
Nope. Cameron Corbin, the libero, back to serve for the Lady Trojans. They lead by 2. We're going to 15. They have 10. Kennedy to Heitkamp, Cameron, and they're able to dig it out of the back row. They're going to hit it hard off the net. We're able to play it. It gets across, and they're going to get it back to us.
Come on.
And Cameron, oh, man. Wait, Heitkamp got her hand on it. It went toward the scorer's table, and Cameron was able to get her hand on it right before she hit the scorer's table, but it went backwards toward the back line, and we weren't able to get to it. So it's 11-8. We call a timeout, and Brody, we got to get the momentum back.
Yeah, we got to do something.
They've had some pretty big hits at the net. We've been able to block some, but we should be able to block more of them than we've blocked today. We need to get that momentum switched somehow or the other. They're going to be serving to us, so we need to get our offense set up how we want it.
Gotta get 11-10.
Yep.
Get a little bit of breathing room.
We do have our big hitters in there, Cameron, Kennedy, and Carly.
Yep.
And our perfect setter, Kennedy, plays that out of the back row, sets it up for Cameron. Goes to their libero, is able to get a hand on it. They're going to bump shot it across. Kennedy will set it up for Heitkamp.
Yes.
She, instead of setting, she tipped it over and kind of back behind her. And it wasn't a hook shot because that would have been a carry.
It looked like
she just went up and she tipped it backwards and down on their side. It is 11-9. We're down two, but we have the serve, and it's Carly Niekamp. Let's see if we can get a few points out of her. Oh, net serve, and it's going to be played. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Kennedy. They get it. They're going to play it there. A big hit, and they put it down on our side. 12-9. Momentum's going the wrong way. I don't know how we shift it, but
I think they just took Carly out. I think she should still be in.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yep. So it's 12-9, and they're going to be serving to us, and we'll play it out of the back row. Cameron with a hit. They are scrambling, but they are able to get it across. Dews to Heitkamp to Bryn, and down into the net on our side. Bryn had a big hit, but it did not get over the net. 13-9. We need six before they get two. And it is serve, short serve, played by Kennedy. Heitkamp sets up Cameron.
There we go.
Off of their libero and way back to the wall. We need to set up Cameron, it looks like, as much as we can. So it'll be Heitkamp. Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Indians.
Right.
And they'll play it. They're able to dig it out. It's going to be tough. Nope, it's way.
What?
That was way out of bounds.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, jeez.
It was right in front of the down official.
It went.
It was almost 3 feet out of bounds where they hit it.
Or it went around the pole. You got to go over.
Yeah. They hit it behind the pole. So anyway, it's 13-11. Kayla with a service point, and Indians are kind of going the right way, but they tip it over our blockers.
Jeez.
We went up, and they just tipped it. They didn't smash it. A smash, we'd have probably blocked it back to them, and it is match point here.
She's killing us.
14-11. And Kennedy, Heitkamp setting it up for Kennedy. She puts it at the back row. They're going to set it up in the middle again. And another big hit for number 8, Alexis Gibbons. And that wins the game, the match for the Arcanum Trojans, 15-11. After the Indians had kind of dominated sets 3 and 4, they got a little behind and never were able to catch up. The Trojans just decided they were going to go win it, and they did. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and try to sort out some of the stuff going on here today.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today.
Yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
Welcome back to Arcanum, where our Indians lose in five sets. The Trojans took sets number one and two, 25-23, 25-17. Indians came back with a vengeance and kind of dominated the second half of both the third and fourth sets, winning the third set after being tied at 13, won the set 25-14. And then a little bit back and forth till pretty much two-thirds of the way through, then dominated again 25-16 in the fourth set. Fifth set going only to 15. We got a little down. We went back and forth from 2-3. Then they got a couple of points in a row, and they kind of had control. We called a timeout or two, trying to get things straightened back out, but they were just too much for us. Yep. They especially toward the end, Alexis Gibbons seemed to really have some pretty good hits there that kind of won the game for him. So some very unofficial stats: Kennedy had six service points, both in the all of those in the last two sets. Bren Willman had five kills, but most of those were very early in the first set or two. Carly Niekamp had 11 kills and five service points, and when she was hitting. And yep. Kennedy Mullenkamp had seven kills and seven service points, including an ace. Cameron Mullenkamp had 10 kills, and man, was she a powerhouse those last three or four sets. Man, she was something else. And she also had, when we needed it in that third set, already down two sets to nothing,
yep.
Cameron came in when it was kind of back and forth, and she served, I believe, six straight service points and switched the entire momentum of the whole match.
Yeah.
And we were able to dominate sets three and four. But as I mentioned, the Arcanum Trojans came back and won that last set. The score wasn't like dominant, but they were the better team in that fifth and final set. So again, next week, volleyball at home Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday is Jay County, Thursday is Parkway. Friday, football at home against Coldwater. That's Indians' little cheer night, and there's a lot of special things going on with Coldwater and a winning situation and that type of thing. So stay tuned. Watch the school's Facebook page, Fort Recovery Radio Facebook page, and kind of see what's all going to go on, because it's not all set yet, but there's going to be a lot of good stuff. Then on Saturday, it's volleyball again at Tri-Village. That's a 10 a.m. JV start, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. So, Brody, you got any final thoughts?
I thought they played their hearts out. I mean, coming back from 2-0 is never easy. But just couldn't get it done. Got to wake up earlier, I think.
Yeah. It seemed like we were a little lackadaisical at first couple of sets. And then once we got that run from Cameron and everything changed, we played really, really well. So two heartbreaking five-set losses for the Indians Thursday and today. But you know, we're going to be okay. Jay County, that's always a tough one. Parkway, don't know what they have this year, but they always have a good program. Well, there aren't any bad programs in the MAC. That doesn't exist. Every once in a while, somebody will have a down-ish year, but that's not anything. So, we'll be simulcasting WPGW on Tuesday and Thursday, and we'll be broadcasting Friday, Saturday. So we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening, and thanks a lot, Brody, for helping out.
No problem.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.